Bradley, good morning.
Go those Jackies.
Tell me about that basket, Brad.
One, the greatest shot in NBL history.
Wow.
Absolutely no doubt about it. For the play of the game, the time, the season, where we're at, game three, on the road, like, that is just unbelievable. And for those that haven't seen the interview afterwards, it was hilarious. It was absolutely hilarious. He doesn't remember it, by the way. He blacked out, is his words. He does not even remember it. What a fantastic effort by Jack McVay. What a game.
If you had a player from the Jack Jumpers that had to take that shot, was he the bloke?
Yeah, it was him or Milton Doyle. But yeah, he's, look, during the season, he hit a game winner in Cairns, pretty much similar, but not as far out. So he's done it before, and he has just got better and better, this guy. And I'm still dumbfounded by that shot. Like, that play, Melbourne, all they needed to do was get the ball in. Yeah. There'd be a foul. They go to the free throw line. They win the game. But they turn it over, and of all people who threw the ball, Matthew Dellavedova, who, wow, you know, has won an NBA championship with LeBron James, and I'm not sort of blaming him. The players didn't make good leads. You can do whatever you want. He had a great game, Matthew Dellavedova. He played really well, but they've thrown the ball, takes a couple of dribbles. He still had more time where he could have, you know, that shot is not the greatest
wasn't
shot.
Wasn't a good
to
shot.
Take. No. It was one of those coach killers. Like, no. Yes.
How does game four pan out, buddy? Can the Jack jump? I don't know. From a distance, it just seems you can't win like that and now go and get beaten. I just think they have so much. They would have taken so much confidence,
yeah,
finding a way to win that game, that this is just the dream come true.
You know, you watch sport and you watch histories of sport, and sometimes you're like, you could see that happening 6 months ago, where just things happen where it's like, it's just meant to be.
Yeah.
It really is meant to be, and that's what you're saying. And look, it's going to be so tough. Melbourne haven't lost back-to-back games in like years, whatever it was, or sorry, this season and ages. Well, now they've done it. To beat them three times in a row, whoa, that's going to be so tough, because Melbourne have been up. They've shown stats on this. I think Tasmania have been in front out of what they've played, 120 minutes. I think Tasmania have been in front like 18 minutes of the season, and they're 2-1 up. It's ridiculous. Melbourne have been in front the whole time. They've played well. They've done everything right, but they haven't got over the line. And the Jack Jumpers are just one of those teams. They just don't give up. They don't care where they're at on the ladder. In the game, they don't care where they're at, how up and down. But then they just play, and then Jack McVay throws that. Mate, I'll tell you, I'm still shaking my head with that shot. It's the greatest thing I've ever seen in NBL.
Well, how hard are they going to be now with that momentum behind them, being back at home, fanatical crowd? You'd think that they'd be favourites in this game.
Yeah, they'd have to be. You're right. And look, you don't want to go back to Melbourne, do you, 2-2?
No.
And try and get that thing. So they've got to throw everything at it. The biggest thing is they've got to come down from that win. That was like a one that they just threw out. And Melbourne are going to throw everything. Scott Ross, the coach of Tasmania, did a great job. He did what's called small ball. He took two of his bigs out, and he played Majok Deng, who was unbelievable and had 15 points in the last quarter. They played him in the five spot. I think they'll do that again. What will Dean Vickerman, the coach of Melbourne, do? Will he go small ball? Will he go big ball? And these are the things that now they've got to try and decide. And hey, they've only got about 30 hours left before tip-off.
Was that a tactical move, Brad, or did I read somewhere that he was forced into it through injury?
Well, sort of. So the answer is Marcus Lee, who is their big seven-footer, who ironically played for Melbourne, went down with a knee injury for Tasmania. So he looks in doubt for this game coming up. So what that meant is they did have Will Magnay, which is a big, and he's playing really well. But Scott Roth just decided to go a different way. And it was a magnificent coaching effort. He just said, no, we're going to go this way. And it forced Melbourne to make some changes, so they couldn't guard Majok Deng. And he had 15, as I said, in the last quarter. So fantastic coaching by Scott Roth.
Okay, the market with Tab. Tassie, $1.80. This is tomorrow night. Melbourne, $2. Skinny line, 1.5. Jackie's the minus. How does it play out? What's your prediction, Brad?
Look, I've said it all week. I always said I thought this would go to game five. And I think Melbourne are going to be so tough to beat when this is their final game. you know, this is it. You know what it's like. We've all been there in sport, and as good as Tassie are playing, they know that this is not their last game. They could go to Melbourne and go to Game 5. Melbourne have no doubt this is it. I so want the Jack Jumpers to win, but I can just see Melbourne winning this just on the back that it's just too much of a game. I want the Jackies to win. Then it can go to Game 5. And, oh, yeah, I see the Jackies winning that one. So I still think Melbourne, the Jackies can win it. But, oh, yeah, they're good, man.
Okay, right. Melbourne $2 might be the play here if you take the emotion out of it. I see Dean Vickerman's guaranteed his side won't be flat as well. Let's go over to the States. Paddy Mills is certainly getting more minutes for Miami. He's played 22, 12, 25 and 22 minutes in his last four games, I see, right?
Brilliant, and they're loving him. I'm getting such good reports that they absolutely love the Aussie, as they call him over there in Miami, and they just think he is fantastic, and I think it's been the best thing. Thank God Atlanta let him go. Thank God for the Boomers as well, that he is now playing some quality minutes in Miami.
How are we tracking for the Olympics, by the way, Bradley?
We got not a good draw, Lozza. Yeah. We didn't get a good draw. So we're with Canada. So that's been announced. And then there's two other teams that are going to be playing off. And it looks like we're going to have Spain and Slovenia. Now, Slovenia is Luka. Spain, number two in the world. Canada, number seven in the world. So there's four teams that are in our pool. That is a tough draw to come out of. And of course, the way it goes is like, you know, the top two go through and then the best place third. So going to be very, very tough to come out of that pool.
Do you give the Lakers a chance today against the Bucks? LeBron will play, won't he?
Yeah, look, I think he will. Do I give him a chance? No. The Bucks are playing really well, but you just don't know with the Lakers at the moment. It's throw a coin in the air and see where it lands, and are they going to play hard today or not? So that's been the biggest thing for them. But look, hopefully they'll make the play-in and make some noise, but I can't see them doing any more than that. And the Bucks and Boston are on their way to an NBL Finals. That's what I think.
Golden State, it's over. It's been great. It looks like Houston could even catch them as far as getting into the play-in is concerned as well. And I saw that Jock Landale scored 15 first-quarter points for the Rockets as well. I think that was yesterday. But as far as Golden State's concerned, it's been a great run, a great reign, but it's nearly coming to the end, isn't it?
Yeah, it is to the end. You're right. I think it's a good point. Now it's a matter of what do they do, because they've still got some contracts there tied up. They've got to try and trade their way out of this. I don't think they've got great picks. So it's not like they can go into the draft thinking, let's go this one and that one. And unfortunately, it's not one of the strongest drafts anyway. So you're not picking up a Wemby who's gone to San Antonio or something. So there's going to be some tough times. And this is where managers and GMs make their money.
And I'd just like to officially say I was never in, but I'm officially out on the LA Clippers too, Brad.
I know you're out on the Clippers, but I still believe there's a little bit there for your boy. Hey, Harden, I still think you might be out for the Clippers, but you still love your boy Harden.
Oh, yeah. Still his favourite.
Watch him in the playoffs.
Him and Novak.
Throwing up bricks for fun.
kick it in. They'll have more luck.
What about Atlanta coming from 30 points down against the Celtics yesterday? It's outrageous.
This is what I worry about the Celtics. You just like, they're the pressure on that program to do what they need to do is unbelievable. I mean, they'll take top spot, they'll go in the East, they'll go deep, but every team just knows that they're going to have that much pressure. You just don't want to be... I feel for Boston as much as I say that. As a Lakers fan, I feel for Boston. I can't believe I'm saying that.
We'll be right. We'll handle the pressure.
We'll.
We will handle the pressure.
Hey, you said LeBron should have retired 5 years ago.
No. Well, I'm talking the Boston Celtics.
Oh, sorry.
Your son's a big Celtics fan, isn't he?
Always been a Celtic.
I thought you're saying you're a Laker now. Now you're a Celtic.
You and Larry Bird.
Is that just doing the green machine?
Shooting hoops.
Green machine, yeah.
Green machine. I thought it might be.
He still thinks Larry's playing.
Well, Jordan is.
Thank you, Brad. Much appreciated.
Go those Jackies.